Spider-Man 3 is the box office champ of the year so far. One reason is the star turn of the villainous Sandman.
Flint Marko.
Sandman's body is made of sand, and he controls its density. He can pack the sand in his fists as hard as a rock, or he can turn himself into the kind of sand you find on the beach. It makes him a tough target for a bullet or a punch. Now, Sandman is not scientifically accurate, but James Kekalius says there is more to Sandman than special effects. Dr. Kekalius is a physics professor at the University of Minnesota, and he's the author of The Physics of Superheroes. Dr. Kekalius is at Minnesota Public Radio in St. Paul. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, outline those unique properties that Flint Marko, a.k.a. Sandman, is showing off in Spider-Man 3.
Right. Well, sand is a fascinating system. It stacks like a solid but can pour like a liquid. And by just changing the spacing between the grains by as little as 10%, you can go from a light, fluffy configuration, which makes it very difficult to hit, and Spidey's spider strength is basically useless as he punches at just a pile of sand, or he can change the packing of the grains of sand to be as hard as rock and slug Spidey and knock him out of an armored car or across a construction site. So all of that he does in the movies, and he also does this in the comic books, perfectly accurate from a scientific point of view.
Okay, so sand. Isaac Newton is someone who explored it.
Absolutely. Isaac Newton taking up a conjecture by Kepler as to what would be the densest packing of spheres, three-dimensional spheres. Newton correctly calculated that the densest packing would still have about 26% open spaces. Only 74% of the space in any given volume could be filled by spheres. So there's always been an interest in granular materials from both a science point of view and a financial point of view. If you look at ancient Mesopotamia, they sold grain by the basketful. And you don't want to jostle it. You don't want to disturb it, because then the grains can rearrange themselves and they settle down and they take up less volume. So now you have to add more if you're going to sell them a full basket full of grain. Moreover, it was discovered that if you shake a mixture of, say, large and small sand, the larger grains would rise to the top. And this is called, in science, the Brazil nut problem, because when you open up a can of mixed nuts, you find that the larger nuts are on the top. Even if you put them on the bottom of the container of mixed nuts and then give it a vigorous shake up and down, you'll find that the larger nuts, even though you think, well, gee, they're bigger, they're heavier, they should sink to the bottom, the larger ones actually rise up to the top.
You all don't do this by rotating a can of nuts to see if the Brazil nuts get on top. You use computers, right? Computer imaging to figure this stuff out.
We do both. Interestingly enough, I've been recently in communication with the vice president of visual effects of Spider-Man 3, and it turns out that they're using the exact same computer programs and codes to simulate the effects of Flint Marko, Sandman, in the movie that we use in the laboratory in order to simulate the properties of sand for our research papers.
This must be nirvana for you this summer with the movies coming out. Fantastic Four, you've got a whole new set of superheroes.
You know, I'm looking for – I've always been a Fantastic Four fan, because I also like the fact that their leader, Reed Richards, Mr. Fantastic, in addition to having elastic powers, one of his other main strengths is that he's one of the smartest men in the Marvel Universe, and he always tends to outthink or outwit Dr. Doom or Galactus or what have you. So I'm looking forward to that, because whenever they put an emphasis on creative problem solving, hey, that's what we do in the lab.
James Kekalius is a physics professor at the University of Minnesota and the author of The Physics of Superheroes. He joined us from the studios of Minnesota Public Radio in St. Paul. Thanks a lot.
Oh, it was a real pleasure. Thank you.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.